Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, those who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, subhanallah, you know, full-heartedly or wholeheartedly in the path of Allah azza wa jal, without having any doubt in terms of the return that they shall receive in the grave as well as in the hereafter, Allah azza wa jal will definitely reward them for giving charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. And this is the problem that we have these days, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. You know, we give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are two sides of it. Sometimes, for example, you know, there are many examples which can be given, but I will give a few examples to make you understand. Ki hum sadqa jab dete hain, to kis tarah se dete hain? Khush naseeb hai wo shakhs jo sadqa tahe dil se dete hain. Allah ki rida ke liye dete hain. For the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek forgiveness. They give charity in the path of Allah, they pay their zakat wholeheartedly. But many a times, ye bhi hota hai, ki hum jab sadqa dete hain, to kis tarah ka sadqa dete hain? Ki sometimes we donate food to poor people, but we donate that food which is old and stale. Yes, which is freezed for quite few days in the fridge, which you are feeling hard to make hot one more time, because for the third or fourth time, if you're going to heat that, it's going to go rotten. It's going to turn off. So we say, no, give this to the beggar who has come to us. Roti ho, bread ho, chawal ho, salan ho, gosht ho, koi bhi khana ho, yahan tak ki kapde, joote, moze, topiyan, kurte, jubbe. You know, these things that we give it only when we are tired of wearing it, when the shoes cannot even be worn anymore. The shoes is torn and broken from underneath, the sole is all tearing apart. جب وہ پہننے لائق ہی نہیں ہوتا ہے تب ہی ہم سوچتے ہیں کہ چلیں اس کو کسی غریب کو ہدیہ کر دیتے ہیں صدقہ کر دیتے ہیں اللہ اکبر dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel there are many other examples can be given sometimes we say okay give the old food so that it doesn't go to waste at least it was of some use to somebody but we make the niyat of giving صدقہ in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just imagine and focus and ponder over what I'm saying right now is that when you give something in the path of Allah azza wa jal your Rabb who has given you Your Malik who has created you, why don't we like to choose the best? Rather we choose that which isn't beloved to us anymore, which is of no use to us, which we are not going to benefit of anymore. That which is of no use to us is that which we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we hope for forgiveness, we hope for acceptance. Allahu Akbar. You know, the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, you can never be a true believer until you do not love for your brother which you love for yourself. And we always choose and select the best for ourselves. And when we are not going to benefit from that anymore, when that which we have purchased is of no use, then we like to give that and donate that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. کبھی ہم نے سوچا ہے کہ آج ہم نے یہ خریدا ہے تو چلے ہم اپنے غریب نیبر کے لیے پڑوسی کے لیے خرید لیتے ہیں ایک ہمارے لیے ایک اس کے لیے I have some relatives in my family who cannot even afford to buy these shoes and I have the money to buy I have bought one for myself and one for my relative who is unable to buy this whether it comes for clothing whether it comes for feeding it comes to providing meals or groceries or whatever it may be always choose the best in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remember when the children of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam Habil and Qabil Allahu Akbar when they had a battle between them for marrying the girl which Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had mentioned to Qabil who had committed the murder that you cannot marry her for she's your sister he refused and he wished to marry her and when they both were commanded to sacrifice in the path of Allah azza wa jal Sayyidina Habil went and got wheat to give in the path of Allah azza wa jal as a sacrifice and Qabil went and brought a goat to sacrifice in the path of Allah azza wa jal and in those days the answer or the reply or the sign of your sacrifice being accepted was that from the sky a fire would engulf whatever you are sacrificing. Shaitan had approached Qabil and told Qabil that you are giving a charity, you are giving a sacrifice in the path of Almighty Allah. So why do you want to give the best? Since it's of no use to you and the fire is going to engulf it, so give that which is of no benefit to you. And therefore he fell for the trap of Shaitan and he chose that animal which was weak in condition, which could not even walk and a sickly animal he had then given as a charity. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, when Shaitan had approached Sayyiduna Habil and told him about the very same idea which he had given to Qabil, he had mentioned that no, that which I am giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, jab Rab ki bargah mein hum qurbani pesh kar rahe hain, sacrifice apna de rahe hain, to wo jo sabse behtar ho, wahi dena chahiye hame. Wo jo hum jisse fayda hi nahi utha sakte, us cheez ko hum kaise Allah ki bargah mein pesh kar sakte hain. And therefore he had given the best charity. Allahu Akbar. And then we all know the result was that when the fire had descended from the sky, it had accepted the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil and not Qabil. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this was just a source of motivation for us to understand khush naseeb aur acche insaan wo hain jo Allah ki bargah mein maal kharch karte hain usi maal se jo Allah ne unhe diya hai, jo unhe ata farmaya hai, they sacrifice by paying their zakat wholeheartedly. Allahu Akbar. With a happy and good heart, they pay their whole entire zakat, which is farb upon them. They feed and help poor people. They help the orphans, they help the destitutes, they give people and they support people. Alhamdulillah, khush naseeb and fortunate are those Islamic brothers who support different types of Sunni organizations, who support by sponsoring books. Allahu Akbar, who arrange for Islamic gatherings, who support the ulama, who support students for graduating and qualifying and studying alim course or becoming a hafiz of the Holy Quran, who support different types of Islamic institutes with donating food to them in the form of groceries or in the form of money. Whatever the situation may be, lucky are those people who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever have this doubt that if I give my charity or my money will become less, it will lessen. Never, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. It is the guarantee of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah azza wa jal will multiply the reward for you. Allahu Akbar.